afternoon, Ruben. How you doing?
Drowning yourself?
About the same.
You guys open yet?
Not yet. Waiting on these contractors to do their job. So yeah,
cool.
It's been aggravating.
I see it. I know. So you, what can I get for you?
So what I was curious about is I don't think we ever received an actual paid invoice of the like the amounts that were paid to Genesco. And you know, we have the contracts and everything, all the paperwork that we signed for the initial, you know, loan approval and all that, but we don't have anything like for our files and our paperwork to say, you know, this amount was paid and, you know, it went towards this and this and this.
Kara sent Alicia and Genesco an invoice because they changed it on May 2nd. Do you want me to forward that to you?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Which email should I send it to?
You can send it to the same one, the Alicia one.
Okay. Give me a second. Hold on. Come on, you dumb computer. Oh, I hate this computer. Check your email.
Give me 1 second. Yes, I got it.
Perfect. All right, cool. So, yeah, so that's their invoice. That's the amount they funded. They're a small company, it sounds like.
That's the 26,000. How about the one that says 37? It says 37 on our loan packet, but when we look through some of the paperwork, it says 31 on the last total, and so we're just trying to figure out, you know, just trying to figure it all out.
Oh, for the other transaction. Yeah, give me a second. That's not a problem.
Yeah, the one that's actually from Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a second. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I just sent an email to follow up on the time payment insurance to make sure that was done. I just, by the way, we're on the phone. Let's see. What is this? Epicurean. And then, while I got you on the line, I sent Alicia over the reference. I don't get paid for doing it. I just, if you guys could put something good online for me, I'd generally appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay, so obviously, there needed to be some changes. Okay. So I'm going to send you some email real quick. Invoices. These are invoices that has to be wrong because it has a wrong name on it. So let's see. Alicia. One of these. All right, check your email. Oh, hold on, it's now it's sent. All
Nothing yet.
No, I got it.
But that one's wrong. I know that's wrong because it doesn't have the right. It doesn't have your business name on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
my name is Jeremiah. I'm sorry.
31.
Hold on.
Do I have to write something about the lane?
About what?
The lane.
I mean, you can put it in the email for credit, like, there was pick up all that text and all that.
Hey, this is Jeremiah from the bank card. Sorry, Ms. Jim. Just looking to follow up on about 2.5 weeks from now.
Did you get that?
Does it have a heading or a title to it? I'm trying to figure out which one, what you sent.
It's just a general email. Just says invoices. I sent it to Alicia.
Okay.
I know one of them is wrong. I'll figure this out today.
Okay, so one of my questions was, on the one that was funded through Bank of Cardiff, the initial funding on the front says $37,000. And then when you look at the equipment list, it adds up to about $31,000 and some change. And so we were just curious where the other, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 went, if it had to be divvied up into another quote or if it had to be...
We financed, I think, $37,000 or change, including taxes, and that's your loan with Bank of Cardiff and Axis Capital. We financed about $15,000 or so plus, and then you're collecting sales tax with, and that loan's being serviced by Pawnee. That gets you to about 52, and there's about 26K plus taxes, so that gets you to about 77, 78 with time payment.
Right, but what I'm asking about is the $37,000 through Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
If you look through the equipment listing, the listing is $31,000 and change in the total column, and so we're trying to figure out where that other $5,000...
Oh, there's the second invoice for the restaurant, Max.
Oh, okay, the one up top.
Yeah. That invoice is wrong, but yeah, that's where that money went.
Okay. And, okay. Okay. And then, so, refresh my memory again on the one that was done with the hood, because they're still telling us about the tax issue, and so...
God. Are you serious?
Form? Were you able to get them that form?
I'm going to break my head through a window. Sorry, not at you. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah. I just want to, because I'm going down there to talk with him today and settle up with some things, and I just want to make sure that he understands, because he's trying to say $1,820 is still unpaid on that invoice, and I'm trying to tell him that tax, he doesn't have to pay. I'm trying to figure out the right thing to tell him, that we don't owe him that money and he doesn't owe that money. That money's going to be paid through our payment.
His invoice doesn't have tax. I'm going to just send this to you. I'm going to send this to... What's his email? I'm just going to send him an email right now. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to have my funder send it over right now. Maybe it wasn't sent over.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. And then... All right. That's all I have for right now. I may call you back. I'm going to look over all this stuff real quick, okay?
Yeah, dude, I'll figure it out. I'll get that resale cert over there. But no one got shortchanged, and he's wrong. Time Payment collects the sales tax on a monthly basis. We'll get on the resale cert and get this certificate and get this thing wrapped up so you can run your business and get this out of your hair.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ruben.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
All right.